Welcome to the Mittner Method. I am your host, Andrew Mittner. And have you ever wondered what is the best method for evaluating college football teams before the season starts? Well, lucky for you, today I have your answer. I'm going to take you on a wondrous journey through my database and what it consists of. By the end of this episode, you will feel more confident and have a better understanding of how to evaluate college football teams in the preseason. Then you can go to the bar and tell your friends they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I have manually went through every single depth chart in college football and put together a comprehensive database that depicts a unique version of what returning production should look like. But before we start, it's best to give credit to those before us. Before advanced statistics and returning production had come into the fold, Phil Steele used to use returning starters for the longest time to basically depict what teams would have the most experience coming back. And for a while, that was really the gold standard. And he was the only one doing something like that. And then along came Bill Connolly, who started using counting stats, such as passing yards, tackles, offensive line snaps, etc. And that was more of a nuanced view. Well, now we are in an era with advanced statistics that even make it more nuanced to look into. And so my database implements PFF's data, and I have put together something that is unique and, in my opinion, a better representation of each team. In this episode, I'm going to break down my formula, the thresholds that go into it, and why I use this versus other options. So let's dive right in. The returning production formula for offensive returning production consists of four statistics. The first one is passing yards, the second one is receiving yards, the third one is offensive line snaps, and then last but not least is rushing yards. Now, each category has a certain percentage that represents the offensive side of the ball, and they're as follows. Passing yards represents 31%, receiving yards represents 31%, offensive line snaps represents 31%, and then rushing yards represents 7%. Now, basically the best way to go about this is you have to have certain thresholds for the returning production, because we cannot treat every snap or every tackle or everything like that as the same. So basically the thresholds I use are going to be passing yards is a minimum of 200 yards, receiving yards is a minimum of 100 yards, offensive line snaps is a minimum of 300 snaps, and rushing yards is a minimum of 200 yards. Now, these thresholds might seem higher than normal for, someone who's either looked at a returning production database or is just like, you're just, making it easier so you can, add it up quicker. And it's not really that. I mean, for example, we cannot label an offensive lineman who may have started two games in relief but only played 120 snaps as a starter or a key contributor to the offense. Like, he might not even be starting coming back this year. Whereas if we have someone who played 500 snaps, they probably played anywhere between, 7-8 games. And that's a big difference. And by doing it this way, you can really look at the macro view of it to look at the percentages coming back and to really, dive into the data at a more detailed level. Now, on the defensive returning production side, it's a little different. We only have three statistics that make up the defensive returning production formula. That's going to be pressures, stops, and forced incompletions. Now, I'm sure your first thought is, why are tackles not included, and what the hell are stops? Well, tackles can be a misleading statistic, and the reason being is not all tackles are created equally. If you have a offense draw up a screenplay to the running back and your linebacker beats the block and all of a sudden he's got a 2-yard loss, that is a win for the defense and a successful play for the defense. Whereas if the same play happens and the running back then runs for 35 yards and the safety tackles him, those two tackles are not the same. They cannot be treated equally. So to put that in context, the way PFF defines stops is it's a successful play for the defense. And you have to kind of look at the context of that, right? So on first down, if the offense gets 45% of the way to a first down or less, on second down, if the offense gets 60% of the way to a first down or less, and on third or fourth down, if the offense doesn't get a first down. So that really relates, it's very similar to success rate, if you're familiar with that. The success rate for offense or defense is very similar to those thresholds when it comes to gaining a first down or percentage to a first down. And that just is much better, in my opinion, than using tackles. And also we can use, by using pressures, stops, and forced incompletions, we kind of get a level for each defense. We get the front line, we get the second level of linebackers, and then the secondary. Now, we're going to pair this production with other advanced statistics in future episodes to show what type of defense we can expect this season, right? The main thing is, you know, we want to see if the team is experienced. And then we can dive later into the more, you know, in-depth statistics that tell us the quality of the production coming back. But it is important to know if there is experienced production coming back, period. Now, the thresholds for defensive returning production are as follows. Pressures is a minimum of 15, stops is a minimum of 20, and forced incompletions is a minimum of 4. Now, that doesn't seem like really high numbers, but if you're looking at, like, I'm plugging in a defensive lineman who has 15 pressures on the year, well, he's probably a difference maker. You know, just because he's not getting, you know, sacks or anything of that nature, pressures still affect the game. If I have a linebacker coming in with, you know, 35 stops, he is a difference maker. And a cornerback with, like, you know, forced incompletions, like, those are difference makers. And so I just think it's a better way of with those thresholds and being like, okay, I have my cornerback who has, you know, one forced incompletion, or I have my defensive lineman who had 2 pressures last year. Like, did they really make a difference in the season or that team? You know, and unfortunately they didn't. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just the facts. So I know the next question is simply going to be, what do we do if we have transferring players? You know, and it's pretty, pretty simple and basic, and I don't want to oversimplify it, but I'll give you an example. If Team A had a total of 3,500 passing yards last year, and then they brought in a transfer quarterback who had 3,700 passing yards last year, then I go ahead and I add the transferring quarterback to the numerator of the formula. And then obviously, you know, 3,700 is more than 3,500. So I credit that team with 100% in passing yards returning production. Now, even though that seems like a vast oversimplification, all I'm trying to do is evaluate whether or not there's experience and production coming back. So if I have a quarterback who threw for 3,500 yards, regardless of where he played, if it was the Sun Belt or, you know, the MAC or anything like that, yes, of course, that production might not be as valuable as if he played in the Big Ten or the SEC. But what I'm looking at is he played in Division I football. He's comfortable with running a Division I offense. Like, there is legitimate experience there that is valuable. Now, down the line, you know, we'll dive into the quarterback metrics and we'll see if, you know, oh, this transferring quarterback is actually good, or if, you know, he's just a guy, you know. And but for the purpose of seeing the raw production coming in, it's important to just, you know, include each transfer as if they played on the team, because that matters. You know, you can't, the old adage is, you know, you can't teach experience, right? And so that's essentially the short and quick of what my database is going to consist of. Now, it was a long process to put all this together. And in the upcoming articles and the upcoming episodes that I will post, you know, we're going to dive into teams and you're going to see, you know, oh, they're 10th in, you know, offensive line snaps, or they're 25th in receiving yards production. You know, you're going to see all this. And so this gives you kind of a quick, you know, like a reference point to come back to and be like, okay, well, this is what this means, this is what this means. And as it is going to be with every single episode I post, there is going to be a correlating article on my website, themittnermethod.com. So you can, you know, if you want to go back and be like, all right, well, let me see visually what he's talking about. You can go through, you can read it, you know, and you can take it all in a different medium at the same point. Now, this is my first episode on this channel. We do other sports and stuff. I cover like UFC, horse racing, you know, college basketball, a lot of that. You know, it's a lot. I've written over 150 articles in the past, I'd say, 2.5 years for Betting Pros. I have a whole archive there that if you want to dive back in and read some of the, you know, the angles and things I've taken a look at, you're more than welcome. But over the next, like, I'd say 6 to 8 weeks, we are going to be primarily focused on college football. I have a ton of content to put out, and it's going to be short form like this, probably, you know, 15 to 25 minutes. That way, you know, I'm not going to, you know, be on here rambling for an hour and putting you to sleep and, you know, making you wonder, like, I can't stand this guy's voice for another second. But, I'm really excited. I'm extremely, extremely pumped, and I hope you are too. So thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next one, and take care.